Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. Leah Bergman joining us, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, a couple games since we talked last, two that you were definitely a heavy favorite in and two that you picked up big wins in. You beat Chase their place 69-18 on Friday, beat Pike Valley 55-26 up at Cortland on Tuesday. So some road trips for your team, but overall, how do you feel about these last two, picking up wins, like I said, that you're definitely favored in?
Yeah, this late in the season, you know, winning is important as far as going into sub-state and having a good record. So we can't look over any team that we play, regardless of who we're playing or where we're playing. So it was good to get out and chase, get some good minutes for our girls. You know, we were able to work on some different things that we hadn't tried out. So it was a good opportunity for us to try some different things on defense, some different things on offense that we don't really focus a whole lot of time on in practice because we just don't have time. But, you know, we use that game to kind of work on some things, some new things, which was good. And we got some girls off the bench that got some good quality minutes. So that was a good game. It's a long trip, but our girls played well. And then going into Pike Valley last night, you know, they're an athletic team. They play tough. So, again, at this point in the season, we can't overlook any team. So we came out, had a little bit of a slow start. Third quarter had a little bit of a slow start, but I thought overall we played well. We passed the ball around once we kind of figured out where the open spots were. Our girls did a good job of finding those spots and passing the ball. We're working on being patient in our offense and waiting until girls are in those spots, and they did a good job of that. So, you know, two good wins, and hopefully we'll continue as we get ready for Friday.
Friday, you move on with your second-to-last regular season game as you'll take on Sylvan Lucas, a team that you obviously are familiar with. You beat them earlier this season by 4 there in the quarterfinals of the NPL tournament. Just looking at this second matchup with Sylvan Lucas, what do you want to see from the group Friday?
You know, we're going to have to come out ready to play. You know, the last couple games we've been, you know, I say we come out slow, but we can get away with coming out slow, but against a team like Sylvan, we can't take any plays off. We have to come out from the moment the ball's live. We have to be ready to fight for every possession and work hard make them work hard every possession on defense. So, you know, Sylvan's a tough team. They're very athletic. They're good. They're going to be coming off of a win against Osborne. So they're going to be excited and ready to play. You know, I don't think us beating them in the league tournament is probably good. That's not going to sit well with them. So, they're going to come ready to play. So we have to be, like I said, we have to be ready to play from tip-off. So hopefully we can do the things that we know we need to do. We can hit our spots, see the open person. We've been passing the ball really well and getting a lot of girls involved in our offense. And hopefully we can continue to play defense and stay out of foul trouble. And I expect it to be a good game.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. And we thank you for being with us again this week, coach. And best of luck in these last couple games as you finish out the regular season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Lance Bergman with us now, the coach, St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. A couple games since we talked last, Coach. You dominated Chase there at their place 57-17 on Friday, so I want to probably put more of the focus on Pike Valley on Tuesday, a 65-48 win, a close one there at times, but you get the 17-point victory there in Cortland. Just take me through these last two and how nice it was to kind of get a pretty comfortable win there in the end against Pike Valley.
Chase game, you know, we came out and we knew that it was they're a team that's struggling. They have, you know, a couple kids that aren't too bad, but we were ready to go over there and play some good defense. And you know, we was able to get on them pretty early with the press and kind of create some separation. It was their homecoming night and things like that. But we did what we needed to, and I don't mean to sound rude, but it's one of those games that you got to be careful because you kind of get lazy and you almost get worse at times because the style of basketball you play. And so I was a little bit worried going into that, the Pike Valley game. I knew playing in Cortland, we struggle to really play there. We always have. And Pike Valley always seems to play us extremely well over there. They're usually ready and they get the crowd behind them and things are just go completely different. And first half came out and I challenged the kids to have intensity and play hard. And, you know, that was never in a question last night. We just did some silly things, you know, turned the ball over, made silly passes, weren't doing the things that we were told to do the night before in practice. So the first half, I mean, it looked pretty ugly, but I also knew that they were going to hit a lot of shots on us because that's just what they've done to us in the past over there, especially in the first half. And, you know, they scored 20 points in the second quarter, and that was mostly just a lack of discipline on defense. And I feel like that came from the Chase game where we just got – flat-footed, lazy. We weren't moving our feet. You know, we were letting them attack us quite a bit more and then not covering any shooters or closing out on the shooters. So that, I felt, changed completely in the second half. I really feel like we got them frustrated. You could see some frustration on their face. The coach seemed like he was getting frustrated with the officials or something. I don't know. But I thought our kids kept their heads, did a really nice job, and stepped up the defensive intensity in the second half, especially that third quarter. We also started Jacob coming out of that third quarter just because we felt like we were having a better advantage with that inside, and I really wanted to focus on getting the ball in there. And we practiced that way because Nick Greenwood was sick on Monday. So I said, you know, we're going to come out. Matchup-wise, it's going to be better for us. And then since we practiced on Monday with Jacob in the starting lineup, I said, let's go back to that and run the things we worked on in practice. And I think that helped us quite a bit too. But you know, Daniel ended up with 17 points and 15 boards, and eight of those were offensive rebounds. So that's really what sparked us in the second half, is getting the ball inside, him just getting all the rebounds and then finishing. But that was really good, it's a great win for us. You know, Pike Valley's an underrated team probably. They've got quite a bit of talent, and I'm just really happy to get that win and pull away and make it look a lot farther apart than it was that whole game.
So when Lucas coming up on Friday, this is a team you've already played once this year. You beat them probably maybe one of your best games of the year, 51-29 at the Northern Plains League Tournament quarterfinals the second time around. What do you expect to see there in Sylvan Grove on Friday?
Well, I can tell you we probably stirred a hornet's nest and they're ready for us because that was our best game from four quarters. There's no doubt. From the tip-off till that final buzzer went off, that was hands down our best four quarters in a row. Now, we've had a lot of really good quarters themselves or moments that are as good or maybe better than that. But from start to finish, there's no question that was our best game. So, you know, we gave them a pretty good challenge. They're obviously going to be ready. It's going to be at their place. I guarantee you they want another shot at us after that because we probably got them off guard a little bit. You know, we defended Dahl really well. We're going to have to be able to do that if we want to, you know, have a chance to win again. Homewood kid, we tried to do a good job on him last time. And then Lawson, who scored probably the easiest against us, you know, we're going to have to find a little bit better way of defending him inside. But obviously our game plan is going to be pretty similar. You know, we're going to try to take those kids away and just do as well as we can defensively. But the key is going to be getting the rebounds. If we can hold them to one shot, and then go down on offense and be willing to be patient and take good shots and work our offense and do what we're supposed to, which I thought we did in that game. We just did a lot of things right. So we're going to have to make sure that we come close to doing the same thing. And I don't think the result's going to be anywhere near that. So I hope we can execute and still come away with a win and give ourselves a whole bunch of confidence finishing out the regular season.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you take on Sylvan Lucas and then finish the regular season next week.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, Scott Germark with us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, you've played a couple games since we talked last. Southern Cloud on Friday, you won 48-21, and then Wilson on Tuesday, a 55-40 win. Kind of going back to that Southern Cloud game on Friday, just take me through some of the things that went on in that one. You got out to the 16-0 lead after the first quarter, had kind of a little lull there in the second and thirds, but pulled away for a 27-point win. What was your biggest takeaway from Friday?
Yeah, my biggest takeaway from that is, like you said, you know, the first quarter we did really good. I thought we played with good energy. And then, you know, the second and third quarter, you know, we hit that lull. And, you know, at times we were just trying to force it and not really letting the game come to us. And just really, really just not being consistent. I mean, and those games are going to happen. I mean, it's a long year, you know, and it's a grind. But the girls just stuck out with the game plan, and it was nice to see the shots get going there later on in the fourth quarter. But overall, I was happy with how the girls performed.
Wilson, very similar. You jumped out to an 11-0 lead and actually led by 19 at halftime, but they came in the second half and really executed a little bit better, fought back, got within 9 there at the end, but you scored the final 6 points to win it by 15, 55-40. Kyla Bergman with 17 points, including some big free throws there in the fourth quarter. Lauren Brummett had 16 with 8 in the second quarter. Just what were some of the things that you liked about what you saw there against Wilson on the road?
You know, they got some girls that can play, and, you know, they're going to give you everything that they have. And the way they played that second half is kind of what I expected the first game. But the way that we are coming out with our defense, I mean, I think we kind of found we're really getting into our own identity with what we've been running, at least to start out the games. And the girls have done such a good job of running that. Going into the game plan, you know, we knew that we'd get open looks outside on the perimeter. And, you know, this week really challenged the girls to, you know, if you get those shots, I mean, knock them down, because that's what we're going to need going on. And, you know, we build up that good lead. And, you know, going into halftime, you feel good where you're at. The second half, not that much changed. But, you know, Wilson, you know, they started making their shots and they went on that run. And, you know, we got some girls getting the foul trouble. And, you know, Lauren does such a good job of drawing so much attention inside, because rightfully so, the player that she is. But it was nice to see us, you know, kind of handle that. And the girls, too, have really run in the offense and knowing the 5 options that are available. And I thought the finish in the game, we did good.
2 games left in the regular season. Some quick thoughts on Natoma coming up Friday. They have just 2 wins this season. What do you want to see in that one?
Just continue what we have been doing. You know, I'll get some game film on them, and so the girls are prepared of what they can expect, and just keep doing what we're doing. And as we get going into, you know, playing Sylvan and getting ready for Substate, because, you know, it's the time of the year, and we keep our main emphasis the last couple of weeks is, you know, you got to treat each game like it's your last game and leave everything you got out there, because that time's coming upon us. And I think the girls are doing really good, and just
really trying to fine-tune what it is that we're doing right and work on the small things that have an impact on the game.
Scott Dermark, coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team here in the Locker Room Chat. So we thank you again for being with us. Best of luck as you finish out the regular season here, coach.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Three ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get Deluxe TV Now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Drew Dusky with us, coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Couple games since we talked last, coach. Went over Southern Cloud of Wilson. A nice game for you against Southern Cloud there on Friday night. You won that one 58-53, and then you beat Wilson 63-42 on Tuesday. Go back to the Southern Cloud game. This is a game where Southern Cloud definitely matched you and played tough with you throughout the entire game. You were able to pull away with a 5-point win. What stood out the most in that victory for you on Friday night?
You know, I thought we did a good job of taking away their bigs. You know, they had two tall kids, and they're athletic. And I was really worried about their size and what they were going to do to us inside. And I thought, for the most part, we did a good job rebounding and trying to take away what they were trying to do close to the rim. I know they got foul trouble, and we did a little bit too. I thought we did an okay job on Levi Cool. I mean, I'll tell you what, he's a good basketball player. He shoots the ball well. And, you know, he kind of kept them going. But I thought our guys played great. You know, I thought, you know, anytime we're scoring in the 50 to 60 range, you know, I like our chances to win a basketball game. And I thought our guys played hard and tough. I thought that was the most physical. And no one, you know, from that St. John game, I thought we played a good four quarters of basketball. And that's what I've been challenging our guys to do.
Jace Cunningham had a career-high 20 for you on Friday night, and then he came back with 22 against Wilson on Tuesday. This was kind of a different game. You had the lead by three at halftime, and they actually stayed with you, but you at a 21-20 lead for Wilson there at the end of the first half, and you guys went on a 12-0 run that kind of stretched into the second half. We were able to gradually pull away for the 21-point win. What do you like about that second half especially?
Yeah, we made some adjustments, and they finally, you know, started getting comfortable. You know, Wilson was kind of playing like a sag 3-2 zone a little bit, and we just kind of forgot what we needed to do around the court against that. And I just emphasized, like, you know, told them we got to get the ball in the middle of that zone right there in the lane. And once we started to do that, that really opened things up. And I thought Ross played really well, and Jay shot the ball well again. You know, I thought we did a good job defensively. The Brokies kid kind of, I think he went off there about 8 or 10 points, I think, in the third quarter. But other than that, I thought we did a good job defensively. And I thought we handled the pressure they tried to put us well. And that was a good win for us, too.
Natoma and Sylvan Lucas, the last two games here left in your regular season. Hard to believe we're at this point of the season. But looking at Natoma coming up on Friday night, I know you're going to be coming off of a day with no practice here, or actually 2 days with no practice. So as you get to this Natoma game, what are your thoughts on Friday?
Yeah, and we kind of talked about that. I wasn't sure, you know, we were going to have school canceled after the game against Wilson. But I said, you know, you guys can't look at Natoma's record. You got to go out and play like you're playing, you know, the best teams that we've played so far this year. And hopefully we'll have that attitude and we won't come out and be complacent, because I want the guys to, you know, we talked about building momentum as we're going into the postseason, and that's what we need to do on Friday. So we need to come out and play hard like we have been and take care of business.
Drew Dosky, coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. Coach, again, thanks for being with us here, and best luck as you finish out the regular season the next two games.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Our Nextech experts know what it takes to manage your business, because we've done it ourselves, and we're still doing it today. We're your IT department when you don't have in-house staff. We're your affordable cloud phone solution. We're your physical security for assets that matter most, and we're still so much more. It's time to talk business at next-tech.com today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and we have Rock Hills girls head coach Nick Meisner with us. And coach, on senior night, you took care of Lincoln 37-33 in a pretty competitive ball game. I'm not sure that lead got any higher than 6 or 7 points either way between those two, between you two teams. But you got the win at the end.
Yeah, you know, it was a battle, and we had a lot of distractions going on as far as senior night and sweetheart and then had another tragic event happen, you know, before that. So a lot of emotions and draining effect on us emotionally and physically, and just a lot going on that week. But, you know, Lincoln, you got to give them credit as far as, that, you know, they brought the aggressiveness and brought it to us defensively. you know, and I guess you could say it was a defensive battle or an offensive struggle. it probably wasn't real fun to call or watch a game like that, but low scoring and you know, we had a good first quarter, jumped out to 11-5, and like you said, that's probably our biggest lead that of the night. And then the second and third quarter hit, and they kind of come back and had a big third quarter on us. We only scored 2 or 3 points, if I recall, two, I think. And so they got a lead there and kind of maintained it till about 2.5, 3 minutes to go, and we kind of got some timely steals and runouts and hit a big shot under the basket on an inbound play and hit a couple clutch free throws with Danica Frost. And, you know, she's kind of been our clutch player this year late in games and doesn't really phase her at the line. So, you know, we closed it out, did the right things. The defense was there. Offense, we got to execute better. And, you know, it's a win. That's the main thing, and we need it for sub-state seeding.
And then you turn around and you get Southern Cloud, and there's a number there that I think you just have to be really proud of, no matter the circumstances, but 7. You held the team to 7 points, and I know, you know, Southern Cloud might have their struggles with numbers, but 7 is still something to tip your cap to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what I was preaching after the game. Pretty sure it's a school record for us for holding an opponent that low of a score for a final score. But, you know, yeah, Southern Cloud struggles offensively, but, you know, I think we led 26-0 at half, and we kind of worked on some things in the third quarter as far as slowing it down and executing, and you know, we know we're going to have to probably play at a slower pace and control tempo going on in the postseason, so it was kind of nice to work on that and get some good looks, and then worked on a little different defensive schemes as well. But, you know, down there, you never know. It's tough to play at Glasgow. And, you know, offensively, we started hitting some trays outside, which we've been slumping the last 4, 5, 6 games. And I think it was a breath of fresh air for these girls to see a few go in and gain some momentum coming into Friday.
And you do have a couple of the tough tests to close out the season. Friday with Thunder Ridge. Let's start there.
Yep, out there, you know, they're well coached, a lot of tradition as far as that goes, and you know, Thunder Ridge has had the injury bug get them this year. You know, they've had one or two girls now go down, and I think they've been battling sickness and, you know, dropped the last 2 out of 3, which has been a little surprising, but not when you have injuries and sickness going around either. So they're going to be hungry. They've got a shot at, you know, making a good run at sub-state as well. So I think they're trying to battle for a little bit of their 2-3 seeding, if I recall right. So they're going to be hungry. I'm sure, you know, our last 3 games here are on the road, so we're going to hit every senior night, special night for that, you know. And that's something to overcome as well and be aware of, that we're going to be on top of our game. You know, we got them in the NPL tournament pretty good. They struggled shooting. And we kind of held Slavic down, and they've improved since then. And, you know, we're both not the same team, so it's going to be a totally different game. And I expect them to try a few things on us and vice versa. So I expect a good, tight, close game. I just hope we can come out with a win.
Well, believe it or not, next time we talk to you, we'll be talking about what you'll be thinking about sub-state here. So I can't believe it goes by fast, but we'll talk to you next week and get your thoughts on that.
Yes, February hits, and then it's almost over. It is, for as long a season as it is, it's kind of near and fast all of a sudden. But, nope, appreciate it, and thanks a lot.
Great savings now through Tuesday. Here's Thrift Toy in downtown Mankato. Fresh ambrosia apples, only 99 cents a pound. Now through Tuesday, here's Thrift Toy in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday. Here's Thrift Toy in downtown Mankato. Fresh boneless beef chuck roast, only $4.99 a pound. Now through Tuesday, here's Thrift Toy in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
This is Jason Broadfoot here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show. I got Rock Hills boys head coach Zach Duffy with us. And Coach Duffy, a couple of tough outings here. 38-50 was the final score against Lincoln. A tight battle until the end. The score probably not as indicative of how close that game was.
Yeah, that was one that definitely stung a little bit. Stung a lot, actually. It was kind of one of those games where I felt like we were, for the most part, pretty much in control of that game throughout, and then fourth quarter kind of came along, and a little added pressure got put on us, and we didn't handle it very well. And when you get outscored 20-6 in the fourth quarter, that's probably going to end up being the result. So it was a really good game. I thought our offense played really well for about three quarters, and we got a lot of good scoring opportunities. Took a lot of good shots. The shot selection was really good. And like I said, there in the fourth quarter, they kind of went through a 1-3-1 kind of half court press, and it sped us up. I didn't think we did too bad of a job breaking it after we kind of settled down, but there was two or three possessions where we took quick shots and they came down, and they got credit to them. They got hot there in the fourth quarter and hit some big shots from the outside. And so I hats off to Lincoln, and we just know, kind of this year, kind of being in some closer games and competing a little bit more in games, we have to learn to close teams out and finish strong. So,
another tough one against Southern Cloud, a tough physical team, 39-44.
Yeah, it was a real grinder game. I thought the boys battled hard and played exceptional defense and competed throughout. Something we always talk about is just all-out effort 100% of the time. Southern Cloud jumped out to a 10-0 lead on us right off the bat, and we battled back, and I think we got it to 3 or 4 once or twice, and we just couldn't close the gap. We kind of struggled to score the basketball against their zone, and but it was a very physical and hard-fought game. Southern Cloud, again, they hit 7 trays on us from the outside, and that was kind of something we weren't really expecting, but again, they showed up and they hit outside shots when they needed to, so that's a credit to them. But again, I thought the boys battled and we did a lot of things well. We just, there late in the game with two and a half minutes left, we had some big turnovers that really hurt us as we were battling back. So again, that's just all learning to play in close games and learning to close games out, and that'll come as we move along.
Got a couple of tough tests before we hit the sub-state time. We got Thunder Ridge on Friday and then Osborne on Tuesday.
Yeah, so both obviously really, really good teams at the top of our league. And Thunder Ridge will play a really good, strong 2-3 zone that'll force us to create and have to work in space and hit some outside shots. And they'll get up in our face a little bit there on the outside. And, of course, they have some size on the inside, so that'll be a real good test for us, and they're really athletic, so we need to prepare as best we can. Obviously, with weather moving in, we hope we can prepare here the next 2 days, but yeah, that'll be a tough one there in Kensington on Friday night.
Believe it or not, next time we talk, we'll be talking about that sub-state tournament coming up. But, it's that time of year, and I'm sure you guys will look forward to it and give your best effort.
Yeah, we talk about every day and every practice. We got to be playing our best ball and peaking and making sure that when we show up to practice, we're really focusing on the things that we can control and we can get better at. So we're looking forward to it. It's always a fun time of year seeing teams compete in sub-state.
Rock Hills Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Imported green grapes, only $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Fresh asparagus, only $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kears Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show. And I have Sylvan Lucas girls head coach Craig Batchman here with us. And we'll start with Friday. 49-27, took care of business there with the win. How did you think your team performed on that on Friday evening?
Friday, you know, I thought we played well against Wilson. Wilson's really been playing good basketball here lately. We knew that it was going to be a tough one, and I thought our girls responded. We had one quarter where we came out, and we were a little sloppy. Struggled to score a little bit, but overall, I thought the girls came out the second half and really played well.
Okay, then you come back on Tuesday and you got a real impressive win against a real tough Osborne team, 54-48. What was the difference in that one?
You know, we knew they were going to come in and be physical, and they play good basketball all the way around. We knew we had to match their level of intensity and stuff, and I thought our girls did a good job of doing that. I thought a lot of girls stepped up, played great basketball throughout, you know, both defensively and offensively throughout the game, and we knew that's what it was going to take. It was going to take a team effort against a quality team like Osborne, and I just thought our girls really stepped up to the challenge.
I know there's a little bit more to it than this, but Trinity Looters, you know, scored 17, but that's well below her average, and he also kind of held down some of the secondary scorers as well.
Yeah, no, we knew going in, you know, that Looters, she's their great scorer, great basketball player. We knew we'd have to try to defend her the best we could, be aware where she was, and then the Reiner girl, we also knew that she really does well on the drive and can shoot well, so we really concentrated on those two, and then the Williams girl and a couple others. We knew we could get out there and get a high hand in their face and stuff that would help us, and you know, hopefully kind of get them out of their rhythm a little.
Yeah. Doesn't get a whole lot easier to finish out the regular season. You got St. John's Tipton coming up, and then you got a game with Lakeside to close it out.
Yeah, no, we got two tough teams coming up yet. You know, Friday against St. John's Beloit, that's going to be tough. You know, they're a quality team. They got us once this year. And then you go to Lakeside, and we know that one's going to be a battle as well. So you can't ever take a day off and take a break. You got to continue to battle and get better each day.
Now, as the postseason is right around the corner, do you like the three real hard tests right at the end here, or would you rather have like maybe an easier game in the middle of that, or how would you like to finish the season if it was totally up to you?
No, I do. I like the tough competition here at the end. I think it kind of prepares you. You know, all year I preach to the girls at the end, we want to be playing our best basketball, and I think, you know, with the quality of teams that we're playing here, I think that's really making us a better team overall for that postseason push.
And believe it or not, that postseason, like I said, just around the corner. In fact, next week we'll be talking to you and we'll be previewing what's coming up for you in the sub-state.
Yeah, it's gone quick.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank. Member FDIC.
This is Jason Broadfoot on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Thursday night locker room chat show, and I have Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey here with us. And Coach Starkey started off on Friday, pretty good outing, over 60 points and a 61-46 win against Wilson.
Yeah, I thought it was a good night for us. I thought we played well. Defensively, I thought we were pretty good. And you know, anytime you can win a game on the road against a rival, it's a good night.
And then you come back against Osborne, a pretty tough test, and came out on the short end of a 47-64 score. What was the difference between maybe getting a win against a rival and then a tough team against Osborne?
Well, I think, you know, we kind of handicap ourselves with turnovers early. I think we had 12 turnovers in the first and third quarter combined, 20 for the game, and I think when you play a team that's as good as Osborne, it's going to be tough to win on those nights. I thought Osborne played well offensively, but at the same time, you know, you have to you find a way to take care of the basketball and get stops on the other end.
Got a couple more tune-ups before we talk about Substate, if you can believe that already. But you got St. John's on Friday and Lakeside early next week. That St. John's game on Friday, of course, you're kind of – you know, you're trying to get the best seed possible for your Substate, but you also want to stay healthy. How do you balance the two things there?
Well, I think we know that when we get to Substate, you're going to play against better teams, and I think St. John's and Lakeside are both two of the better teams in the league, you know, are going to give us an opportunity to start preparing to play those kind of teams. And win or lose, you're just trying to, you know, develop some type of consistency.
Do you like having the two big the tougher test right before the Substate to try to gauge what you need to do?
Yeah, if you can do it in a positive way, you know, sometimes when you're not successful on the scoreboard, it can affect, mentality and things like that. But, you know, you got to understand that if we can get a little bit better, you know, once we get to that postseason, it's going to make us a better team.
Is there one aspect of the game you'd really like to try to lock down in these final two games or final week of practice before the Substate?
Well, you know, things that we've been talking about all year. We got to find a way to take care of the basketball, and we got to find a way to rebound the ball better. And they've kind of been our Achilles all year. And you know, if we don't find a way to get better at them pretty quick, they're going to be probably what hurts us in the end as well.
Okay, believe it or not, that time is upon us, and we'll chat next week, and we'll talk about the Substate coming up.
All right, thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.